Today, the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, adopted a resolution that, quote, strongly deplores Iran's effort to cover up its uranium enrichment program. News analyst Daniel Shore says the wording of the resolution reveals new wariness in U.S. foreign policy.
With all the commotion about Medicare, energy, and suicide bombers, you may have missed a quiet shift in the Bush administration's international posture. The axis of evil has been mothballed, or at least put on hold. Having invaded Iraq to preempt some still undetermined threat, tying up a good share of available American forces, the administration seems in no mood for confrontation with Iran and North Korea, which may pose greater nuclear threats than Iraq ever did. When Iran was discovered by the International Atomic Energy Agency to be secretly enriching uranium and extracting plutonium, the United States demanded a formal finding of treaty violation and the imposition of sanctions. With Iran promising to suspend its nuclear program, France, Germany, and Russia proposed a more conciliatory approach, censoring Iran and demanding more rigorous inspections. In the end, surprise! The United States agreed to go along with its European allies and dropped its demand for sanctions. In Vienna today, the United States joined in the censure resolution of the 35-member IAEA board. On North Korea, Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly has been in Seoul, South Korea recently, laying the groundwork for a second round of six-way talks, that is, with North and South Korea, China, Russia, and Japan. On the surface, the United States and North Korea remain deadlocked over the American refusal to make a pledge of non-aggression until North Korea dismantles its nuclear program. But offstage, a Track 2 dialogue is going on. Staff aides of Chairman Richard Lugar and ranking Democrat Joe Biden of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee have visited Pyongyang, and North Korean representatives have been invited to discussions in university settings in San Diego and Athens, Georgia. The State Department says these talks are entirely unofficial. Maybe. But it did issue visas for the North Koreans. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld still calls North Korea evil, but the rest of the administration acts as though it is not spoiling for another axis of evil confrontation. This is Daniel Shore.